free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 15th of January, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. A lot of big news today, leading off, of course, with Trump and the McDonald's feast. There's a lot of fun news and a lot of horrible news, as always. I hope you'll stay with us as we go through it all. But first, this report by the one and only Alex Jones.
If you really want to get a very crisp grasp on wide-spectrum analysis of what's happening in the world from a perspective of a kamikaze, because they do come after you when you do this, you found the place here. You found the media operation that the enemy is working round the clock. From the Democratic Party to leftist arms of the CIA to shut down, because they can't be engaging in their domestic propaganda operation to bring us into the one world government if we are awake.
Giants like Facebook have any obligation to stop InfoWars in its tracks. You know, these companies say they are working hard every day to stop the spread of misinformation. And they say they want to help people find reliable sources. So here you go. One day this week, I was at a press event at YouTube all about this. And the next day, CNN's Oliver Darcy was at a Facebook event about this. So he asked a simple question. How can Facebook be serious about fighting misinformation and still let InfoWars have a page with nearly 1 million followers?
But then Obama legalized domestic lying against the American people and against companies and groups and political parties in 2013. And that year you saw the media go completely weaponized. Because there wasn't just intelligence agencies involved, there was government funding of those, buying fake news. So what were they going to do when real independent news, like NewsWars.com or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or DrudgeReport.com, was actually pointing out, hey, look, they said this last month, now they're saying this. If you understand that, you understand that when Hillary was saying, when I get elected, I'm going to take out the fake news, what she meant was groups and individuals that are going to try to counter our narratives, whether they be telling the truth or whether they've got it wrong or whether they've got it right or whether it's a mix of that. We don't want anybody but us putting narratives out.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
So under this plan, we're going to reach out to every newspaper and TV station in the country. And we're going to tell them you're going to work with liaisons from the Department of Defense, the CIA, Department of Energy, and others. And you're going to put out talking points, we say, or we're going to have your boss fire your ass. That took them a few years to get this whole thing going. But then we started seeing the talking points leaked that were being sent to TV stations and local papers. And guess what? If they didn't play ball, suddenly they got audited. They got harassed. They got shut down.
For the first time ever, a presidential administration is treating news reporting like a crime and a reporter like a criminal suspect.
The level of government surveillance over a reporter was unprecedented. Agents monitored Rosen's movements in and out of the State Department. They searched his personal emails and combed through his cell phone records.
Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law. And then they say, if we deem someone's connected to a foreign group in any way, we will do anything we need, including suing them, shutting them down, organizing fake news against them, censoring them, you name it. So they legalized having the CIA involved in the takeover of media 7 years ago. Then they start putting out the propaganda. Then they hire bots in Russia that are just internet firms anybody can hire. 80% of the bots in the last election, last presidential election, were pro-Hillary. So they even ran pro-Hillary bots over everybody's site, but then turned around and said, oh, if we even posted a comment on your Twitter or your Facebook, you're a Russian agent now.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight once again as David Knight continues to recover from his heart attack, getting better every day. It is the 15th of January, 2019. Thank you so much for being with us, whether we are coming to you over the airwaves, through the radio, through television, or streaming at Infowars.com/show. We appreciate you being here. And of course, as always, feel free to clip this out, download it, re-upload it. This is the information that will save the world, ladies and gentlemen. That is no exaggeration. The world is rapidly spiraling down as the people who have put in the New World Order over the last 50 years or so find that it is crumbling under the weight of nationalism, populism, and the one and only Donald J. Trump. And they are accelerating their program rather than backing down. They've met resistance, and they have decided that they think that humanity and that Americans, that men and women are weak enough and fragile enough that they can just be bulldozed over. And what they're finding is that they're running up against a brick wall. They're finding that we are not so cowed yet. We are not so weak as they would like us to be. Their program has not been implemented fully, unfortunately. There are people like Alex Jones and places like InfoWars who have warned the people. The people have discovered the plan in motion and are fighting back. In that vein, we will be talking about the Yellow Vest protests in France today, including a video by a guy who calls himself the Yellow Vest Doctor or something along those lines. He's a French gentleman who really gives a full-throated endorsement of the Yellow Vest and a reason as to why the Yellow Vests are important, what they're arguing for. And the most important thing, I think, for us is he puts into context some of the Yellow Vest demands that might seem a little bit more socialistic to us. You know, us libertarians get a little confused when they're demanding lower taxes and higher pensions. That can be somewhat disorienting, but this Yellow Vest Doctor really puts into perspective what has happened in France, especially what has happened in the French countryside over the last 50 years, and how the government has moved away from providing services to the actual French citizens to serving the moneyed elite. And that his call for, or that the Yellow Vest call rather for, greater socialism is really more of a call for having the government work for the people rather than for foreigners and, as I say, international moneyed elite. So we will be talking about the Yellow Vest. We'll also be talking about this Gillette ad that I got to be honest, I haven't seen it. So I'm going to watch it live with you later today and get into exactly why they would choose to make a commercial that denigrates men and basically calls men evil when they are, in fact, a company for men that makes products purchased almost exclusively by men. Why would they commit suicide on this, corporate suicide, essentially? And we'll talk about what has happened when other companies and other media outlets and all these sorts of things have used their platform and their products and their money to put forward progressive agendas, and whether or not they're doing it for the money or whether there's something a little bit deeper underneath, an alternative driving mechanism that is the reason that they're doing this. And I'll get into that a little bit later. We have a lot of health news as well about vaccines, fluoride, sleeping, moving, all sorts of stuff. We will be talking about health. Of course, as you know, if you are an InfoWars listener, there is a ongoing multilateral attack on our bodies and our minds and our souls. It is coming at us from every angle. And so to fight back, we have to be healthy in every way. So I will be getting into a lot of health news, a lot of yellow vest stuff, a lot of censorship and, you know, big tech news as well. Twitter and Facebook just continuing steamrolling ahead with their ideological censorship. A lot of news about China, some very weird news about China. Staff at a Chinese company are forced to crawl through the street for failing to hit their annual targets. Humiliation given to warehouse workers for failing to meet their goals. Just sick stuff. We have the video of that coming up a little bit later. Of course, we have a lot of government news, anything from the shutdown to a new horde of Hondurans. We got to stop calling them caravan. Caravans sound fun, don't they? I want to be in a caravan. Caravans sound fun. They're a horde. They are a horde. And of course, Representative Steve King being stripped of his assignments for daring to what? To praise America, to not condemn white people. Yes, the war continues, ladies and gentlemen. Now we have a powerful warrior on our side. Her name is Laura Loomer, and she knows how to put on a show, ladies and gentlemen. She knows how to make a point. And yesterday, she jumped the wall at Nancy Pelosi's house with a group of alleged illegal aliens and staged a little protest. Here's the video of that now.
Nancy! I reported and got deported at Nancy Pelosi's multi-million dollar California vineyard. I'm so confused. I thought everyone was welcome here.
Says Laura Loomer led three alleged illegal immigrants storming through the security wall of Nancy Pelosi's mansion.
Okay.
Here she is, if you're a radio listener. They're just making themselves at home on Nancy Pelosi's lawn. Vamanos, amigos. Loomer was joined by a small group of alleged illegal immigrants from Guatemala.
Nancy.
Chanting Nancy's name here.
I'm an American dreamer, and I can't even live freely here in the United States because I'm being banned everywhere. So I really needed a sanctuary, and I just felt like since, you know, Nancy Pelosi has said that everyone is welcome here, that I would really be welcome here on her front lawn here in California. I met some friends yesterday. I went to the Mexican border over at Otay Mesa, and we crossed over, and there wasn't even a wall. It was so easy to get over. And, I met some friends, and they're going to help me here. We're going to set up sanctuary here. So I want to go introduce you to my new amigos.
My name is Noel.
My name is Pancho.
Pancho. Yes.
Leonel.
And where are you guys from? Donde estás?
Oaxaca.
Mexico.
Mexico,
Michoacán. Michoacán.
Guatemala.
Guatemala, Mexico.
Michoacán.
Mexico, wow.
Michoacán.
Says Loomer went on to show images of victims of crimes committed by illegal aliens.
This is Drew Rosenberg. This is Ronald De Silva. This is Dominique Judeau. Grant Ronenbeck. Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry. And Ellie Jean Bryant.
Is this sanctuary for them, Laura?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately, they couldn't attend La Fiesta and La Casa de Nancy because,
I thought this was sanctuary for everyone.
Unfortunately, they weren't welcome here in California. They weren't welcome here in California's sanctuary state. So, unfortunately, all of these individuals are dead.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation.
pointing out a wall around the
Anticosti. We were able to scale this wall. I guess in this case, walls don't work because it's so short. That's a nice thing. She's allowing everybody. She said everybody can come.
Everyone is welcome here.
Everyone is welcome here. Everyone is welcome here.
That's a
five.
We're
just getting the information for the report for the detentions.
The authorities eventually escorted Loomer and her cohorts off.
This is the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, and it's because the Democrats are so selfish. They want to bring everybody here, but they don't want people to come to them. As you can see, we just got deported off Nancy Pelosi's lawn. You guys, we gotta support President Trump. We
gotta build the wall. The woman knows how to put on a show. She knows how to make a point. She does it with flash and style. Laura Loomer, everybody.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gentlemen, the executive branch, the Trump administration at peak activity. It's a whirlwind of paper and suits and Trump at the Resolute desk. Maybe he's an Air Force One. Phones are ringing. It's a flurry of activity. Aides are running in and out. Sir, what do we do about Venezuela? Sir, John Bolton is trying to bomb Iran again. Sir, the government shutdown, the wall, you have a press conference. We have an interview, diplomatic negotiation. Suddenly Trump says, hold on. Those football guys, did the champions, when are they coming?
The Clemson Tigers, sir, the national champions, they'll be at the White House on Monday.
I'm going to buy them all McDonald's. Sir, you think they like McDonald's? Everybody likes McDonald's. I'm going to buy McDonald's. They're going to love it. It's going to drive the media crazy. Sad. Barbara, transfer $10,000 from my personal account. Give it to the White House incidentals. Market McDonald's, burgers/nuggets. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, last night Trump took time out from his very busy schedule to host the Clemson Tiger football team, and he provided them a feast of good old American burgers, fries, and nuggets from McDonald's and Wendy's. You can see it there. Naturally, this caused the elitist liberal heads to explode as they painted him as a sort of white trash guy. Look how happy he is. Look what genuine joy is brought to Trump's face by providing these football players with McDonald's hamburgers and Wendy's hamburgers. And what you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is a response to the government shutdown. Government shutdown has affected the White House as well. Many of their workers have been furloughed. And so Trump actually, out of his own pocket, paid for the meal to be catered by McDonald's. I think it's hilarious. I think they probably enjoyed it. You know, probably a bunch of football players from Clemson enjoyed a Big Mac more than they would have some sort of sous-vide salmon, you know, BS that the White House is probably normally churning out. I think they probably had a lot of fun. I think it was a hilarious kind of, press event in a lot of ways. And actually, the video from this is funny. And again, you can just see the genuine joy Trump has in providing McDonald's hamburgers for these football players. Let's roll that now.
Now, what's your favorite thing here, Mr. President?
I like it all. It's all good stuff. Great American food. And it'll be very interesting to see at the end of this evening how many are left.
Do you prefer McDonald's or Wendy's?
I like them all.
That's a tough question.
If it's
not
American,
a
I like it. It's all American stuff. So, but it's good stuff. And we have the national champion team, as you know, Clemson Tigers. And they had a fantastic game against Alabama. And they're all here. They're right outside the room. And I think we're going to let you see them. But I'll bet you as much food as we have. We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many French fries. All of our favorite foods. I want to see what's here when we leave. Because I don't think it's going to be much. The reason we did this is because of the shutdown. We want to make sure that everything is right. So we sent out, we got this, and we have some wonderful people working at the White House. They helped us out with this. And I will say the Republicans are really, really sticking together. It's great to see because we need border security. We have to have it. We have to have it. No doubt about it. Should have happened 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And it's going to happen now. Going to happen now. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your food.
Thanks. There you go. And, of course, he says, you know, hey, I had a choice to make. Either we're going to not serve you any food because it's furloughed and, you know, the chefs aren't here. He said, well, maybe we'll get the first lady to make you some little salads. But you guys don't like salads. You guys don't like to, you like burgers, good American burgers. I think it's hilarious. Obviously, you know, it's, there's something to be said for the processed food. The fact that, you know, McDonald's, not the best representative of, American ingenuity, but one of the most recognizable brands, in the history of the world. One of the most successful, entrepreneurial endeavors in the history of the world. And Trump loves America. It's a little bit of good news. A little bit of good news to start the day. Never hurt anybody. There you see a football player loading up on not one, but two Big Macs. The big man. Now, you notice that President Trump in that clip said, you know, the Republicans are sticking together, and he keeps reiterating this refrain. And I don't want to, you know, blow the whistle on our side or anything. I don't want to give the other team any heads up, but you'll notice that when President Trump talks about things, sometimes he's playing offense because he doesn't want to play defense. Do you see what I'm saying? He's playing the best defense is a good offense. He's going on the offensive because he knows that the one sort of weak link in his plan is the spineless, cowardly globalist Republicans who are willing to sell him down the river. And so he has to constantly remind them, we are all in this together. The Republicans, we are all unified on this side, because you have people like Lindsey Graham working sort of behind his back and going, well, you know, maybe we can just make a deal. In fact, I have this story from the Washington Post. President Donald Trump's dismissal of his own party's call for compromise and his seeming indifference to shuttered federal agencies left the snowbound Capitol paralyzed Monday, with lawmakers in both parties scrambling to jumpstart talks, but increasingly uncertain about Trump's interest in ending the longest government shutdown in history. Dishonesty oozes from everything these liberals write. I mean, it just is saturated, soaked. It's moist with dishonesty. They say they're uncertain about Trump's interest in ending the longest government shutdown in history. Every single day since the shutdown started, more or less, Trump has said, I'm in the White House. I'm here. Let's make a deal. Let's negotiate. Where are the Democrats? They're in Puerto Rico partying. Oh, they're saying we'll never budge a single inch. Donald Trump has been so willing to come to an agreement, so willing to try to negotiate and compromise, and has been met with nothing, has been met with absolute just stalwart refusal by the Democrats to even, you know, budge just slightly and give us the border security that we do, in fact, need for our country. So Trump says, I did reject it when asked about the suggestion by Senator Lindsey Graham, who had a good run for about 5 minutes during the Kavanaugh hearing, but is back to his old ways. He says, I'm not interested in temporarily reopening the government while continuing negotiations over money for a wall. So why don't you just give up all of your collateral? Why don't you just give in and give them everything that they want? And then once you do that, then we'll keep maybe talking about maybe giving you something that you want. These people, thank God Trump is in office to show these cowards and spineless rats how a man negotiates. They're slow learners, folks. They're slow learners, but they'll get there. They'll get there.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, folks, the fun continues on this, the 15th of January, 2019. Yeah, we're gonna ease into the bad news today. You know, a lot of times I come right out of the gate with the bad news. I come right out of the gate with the anger and fury. This time I'm gonna ease into it. Start off with a little bit of fun. Donald J. Trump serving burgers to the Clemson Tigers. And now we're in sort of a transition period, because we're about to watch this Gillette ad that basically calls men evil and asks them to shave their toxic masculinity. And I'll probably be laughing at it because it's probably awful. But at the same time, what we're looking at is the ongoing destruction of manhood, femininity, masculinity, humanity, basically as a whole, by destroying its component parts, turning us into sexless, passionless, mindless zombies. We'll see. I mean, yeah, you'll see exactly how disliked this video is. But of course, remember that the big tech companies have absolute control over the perceptions of what is on their platforms. What do I mean by that? I mean that in that article you just said, the headline was that there were over 100,000 dislikes on this Gillette ad. Can we pull that story up, fellas? So there's progressive Gillette ad, hugely disliked, gets 100,000 plus thumbs down on YouTube. Let's go to YouTube now and check out this Gillette ad and see how many thumbs down it has now. So this was yesterday, 100,000. Go to the YouTube page. You can just click it there. No. Sorry about that. How many does it have now? Can we zoom in? I can't see how many it says. 12,000? Is that 12,000? 28,000. 28,000 thumbs down. So what happened? Was that headline false yesterday? Was that a lie by Paul Joseph Watson that it used to have 100,000 dislikes? No. No, no. They reserve to themselves, YouTube and Gillette, they reserve to themselves the right to determine and decide what is and is not a legitimate thumbs down in the same way that they would get rid of reviews on Ghostbusters or on Black Panther that were negative because they say, well, these aren't legitimate concerns. These aren't legitimate dislikes. No, no. We've decided that because we're getting so many dislikes, this must be a troll raid. This must be a, you know. Oh, okay. All right. So we found the original version. And in fact, it does have 280,000 dislikes. Okay. I stand corrected. It is wildly disliked. But what I was saying, actually still is valid. They do that. They decide that, well, we're just going to eliminate dislikes. You know, there's too many dislikes on this particular thing, too many bad reviews. We've decided that this is a brigade. Now it's being, you know, brigaded. There's too many people doing this and too coordinated of a way. So they must be fake. So we're going to get rid of these downvotes or get rid of these dislikes. But why was this so disliked? Well, let's take a look at it now. This is the Gillette Me Too advertisement. It tells us to get over our toxic masculinity. Let's go to that now.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it?
It's likely happening here in bullying as well.
A problem. We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
Actually, I think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault the young and Turks. Sexual harassment.
Okay, hold on. Pause it right there. Wait. Can we scroll back to that still frame there? It's like they're so bad at doing what they are trying to do. They're literally proving that it is a coordinated attack on masculinity. So we see the Young Turks, Anna Kasparian, expert on masculinity there. I mean, my God, they're going so hard after the liberal progressive idiot demographic. Yes, they have Anna Kasparian. And then it shows how all the other news sites are also saying exactly the same thing. And this is men's fault somehow. This reflects on us somehow that all of these people are telling us that masculinity is evil. Yeah, boys will be boys. And yes, we know that your plan is to, you know, say that acting aggressive, what did the American Psychiatric Association say? Achievement. If you like achievement, that's toxic masculinity. If you like conflict, if you like standing up for yourself, well, you're just a toxic man. You need to be drugged and castrated. Let's go back to this. Let's go back to this video featuring Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks. Telling us about men.
Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
to say the right thing. To act.
Oh, the good brown
the
man
right
telling
way.
The white man to stop. Oh, there's another. No, there's a black man telling the white man to stop. It's not just men. It's and white men are bad. The black men will save us from ourselves.
And small.
See, here we go. There's a nice black man telling his daughter to be brave.
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Go play with dolls.
Because the
go wear a dress.
Watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Stop being... What was that last quote? What was that last quote they just said? It's only by challenging... What is it? My God. I mean... It's only by challenging ourselves to do more that we can get closer to our best. Our best is feminine. Our best is weak. You don't want to be strong, do you? That's not being your best. Being your best is being weak and nice and pleasant. And the fact that they claim to be doing this on behalf of boys, they are destroying boys. They're telling boys that they are naturally evil. They're telling boys that their own natural inclinations are just awful and have to be curtailed and punished. How dare two boys wrestle in a yard? No, that's not how we treat each other. We don't wrestle in the yard. Are you kidding me? That's like all I did when I was a little kid was fight other little kids for fun, and it was great and fun, and we didn't hurt each other. God dang. I mean, they're so sickening. And this is the funny part, is that they have examples in there where, and what they're showing, what they're purporting to show is this toxic masculinity, right? Oh, our culture just attacks women, and it's just so evil and mean towards women and minorities. And they'll show, you know, a clip from a 1950s commercial where a guy's like looking at a woman's like, oh, I like her. A woman's like doing the dishes. And it's like, okay, let's look back at the hell world as the liberals and the progressives see it. 1950s. Oh, it's just hell, right? It's just, oh, they're telling women to stay in the home and be slaves, and they're stomping on the minorities, and they're just so evil. Go back and look at those commercials. What do the commercials from the 1950s? What's the worst you'll possibly see in a commercial from the 1950s? A man whistling at a woman because she's attractive? A man, you know, being happy because his wife is doing the dishes and that? Okay, that's as bad as you get. What do we have now? We have these types of ads that are blatantly not hiding it, not making it subtle. They're saying you're evil. They're attacking us for the way that we are born. They're attacking us for the way that we naturally are. This would be the equivalent of like the 1950s, you know. I mean, they're not even advertising the product. They're not advertising Gillette. They're advertising their progressive agenda. This would be like the 1950s, a Winston cigarette commercial ad that has nothing about the cigarettes, and it's just a guy talking about how horrible women are the whole time. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So Gillette, as one commenter points out, in less than 2 minutes has managed to alienate their biggest sales groups from their product. Folks, if you, a lot of times really our only weapon in this war is, you know, voting with our wallets. So yeah, I mean, I'm done buying stuff from Gillette. I don't know if I ever did, but, they are now, forever linked in my mind with an anti-male, anti-American, just full-on progressive nonsense BS. Can we go to the, I want to see what the top comments are. The top comment yesterday was pretty funny. We're going to go to the YouTube video of Gillette here, of that commercial, and see what the people are saying. It's called "We Believe the Best a Man Can Be." Scroll down a little. The last comment, or the top comment yesterday. Go to the top comment. We have, "Hi, I'm Anna Kasparian. I'm better than you." The other one, yesterday it said, the top comment was, "My wife's son really loved this ad." And then it was actually liked by Gillette, and they said, "Thanks. Thanks for supporting us." Now they're deleting comments. Over 5,000 wives, 50,000 wives, boyfriends liked this. And, people pointing out that they're deleting the comments. That's something that, of course, they definitely do. YouTube and, the actual websites will go in and delete dislikes. But the people who upload the videos can actually delete comments. And so let's relate this Gillette, just disaster of a commercial to everything else going on in media and entertainment and all this sort of stuff. Because what we're seeing is a hostile takeover of male spaces. Pretty flat assertion there. Hostile takeover of male spaces by far left, progressive, feminist, and anti-white activists. And you'll notice that not only did that commercial portray very basic male behavior as inherently evil somehow, there you go, somebody pointed out in the comments, 43 men in this video displayed negative behavior, and only one of those was black. 7 men in this behavior displayed positive, or in this video displayed positive behavior. 5 of them were black. So not only are they hitting you with the aggressive, over-the-top, in-your-face, males are bad propaganda, but they have to slip in the subtlety. Oh, the men who are good, the men who will save us are the black men and the brown men. It's really the white men that are the evil ones. Don't think we don't notice Panjack Bala, who is the brand director who put this together. Panjack. Yeah, we notice it's pretty obvious. We're really not as dumb or cowardly as you think we are. It's like, I'm not a racist, but I'm even less of a coward. So I'm not afraid to say these things, and I'm not afraid to have people say, well, he likes white people. He's a racist. It's like, wow, you guys are all sorts of backwards, and I'm not going to let that affect me or change the way I talk about or portray things. Now, Gillette has partnered with the Building a Better Man Project, which seeks to reduce violent behavior in men. That's a nice way of putting that. If you go to their website, I mean, just the name, Building a Better Man, is just simply insinuating and saying that they are going to change the way men are from the ground up. They are going to build them from the ground up as better than they were before. That is, they were masculine before. They're going to build them up now to be feminine and weak and submissive. You understand? That is the archetype of, not men. That's the archetype of feminism, of feminists. I mean, they're actually like endorsing that. They're saying, no, you know, it's manly to be aggressive. It's manly to stand up for yourself. It's manly to, believe in yourself and achieve things and seek things out and have ambition. That's a manly thing. They also want women to be more like that. So it's not about destroying men necessarily. It's about destroying the genders as a whole. They just do it with men more aggressively and more overtly. With women, they actually appeal to women and say, hey, you're a slave. You're weak if you don't act like a man. They're mixing everything up, but Building a Better Man Project says that they want an examination of young men that are socialized in this direction from boyhood onward. And they want to, and that's the key of prevention lies in changing that socialization and ultimately the American definition of what it is to be a man. So Gillette now teamed up with this group that is trying to change the quote American definition of what it is to be a man. What's the American definition of a man? Well, it's somebody who's strong. It's somebody who provides for other people. It's somebody who protects the weak. It's somebody who protects themselves. It's somebody who doesn't take crap from anybody. They're trying to tell you that, in fact, the American ideal of being a man is to be aggressive, to be like mean and sexist and obsessed with sex and all this stuff. And it's so funny that they're like, the liberals and the progressives are the one leading this, the ones who insert sex into everything and who think the only freedom is the freedom to sin. And then they castigate and chastise men for following their own sexual proclivities. They're not any sort of ideological movers. They are destroyers. They build nothing. They destroy what other people have. And you see this, especially with things like video games, movies, comic books, especially sci-fi movies, fantasy movies, things that have been for their entire history relegated more or less to male audiences, not on purpose, but because that's what men are attracted to. You don't see men going into typically female areas and demanding that they stop being female, do you? No, of course not. But you do see women going into male-dominated spaces and demanding they be less male. And what's the result of this? Ghostbusters 2016. That's a great example where they replace all of the men with women and make it all about women. And it is one of the worst movies of all time. It's supposed to be one of the tentpole movies of that year. It was supposed to be one of the big movies that studio had that year that would keep that studio afloat and make it a lot of money because it had this classic name of Ghostbusters was guaranteed to be a big hit, but they ruin it with their political ideology, and it bombs to an unbelievable level, even more so overseas. Then you have things more recently like Battlefield 5. Battlefield 5, the Battlefield series is a video game series, first-person shooter, that is historically accurate, supposedly, it was, where you would live through and fight the battles of World War I, World War II, real historical battles. That was sort of the, that was the niche that this, series filled, right? You have other series that a little bit more fantastical, a little less adherent to the historical facts, a little bit more, you know, sci-fi or whatever. You know, you can put stuff in that, but people won't really care. But when you are changing a explicitly historical piece of work, that's when people get mad. So Battlefield 5 comes out, the trailer emerges, and its main protagonist is a disabled lady, a disabled woman, fighting on the front lines. And, this basically pissed a lot of people off. They're like, look, we don't care. Like, we know women were in the war. Like, they did things in the war. There were injured people in the war. There were disabled people in the war. Like, we know that. But the shoving down the throat of the consumers, well, now Battlefield 5 is out, and its release garnered less than half of the income that Battlefield 1 did. Then you look at Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics is down over 90% because they went full bore social justice with Marvel Comics. They just changed all the male characters to minority female characters, and they didn't make up new ones. No, they just changed their races and sexes because, you know, it's 2018 or whatever it was. And you can even look at, the new, woman who is in charge of the Amazon production team producing films for Amazon has said basically that her number one goal is to inject her ideology into, all the productions that she does. And then you look at YouTube Rewind, the most disliked video ever on YouTube ever. It is just a social justice cacophony of madness and cringe factor. And this to me is the most effective like tool, or the most, it's the thing that's going to bring it down. Because I hope that we're all getting to this point that when we hear people just drone on and on about representation and feminism and all this stuff, it's just cringy. It just makes me cringe at this point. It just makes me think, man, you're so weak that you have to demand that other people portray your particular group in a certain way, or else it somehow hurts you. It's just weakness and sadness and cringiness. It's just weird and creepy. But the thing to take away from here is that every single time they do this, they lose massive amounts of money. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about the money. Think about why they're doing this.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, it's The David Knight Show.
So we've been on the road for about 6 weeks now, all over Europe and outside of Europe. We started our journey here in Lesbos, Greece, where you have one of the largest migrant camps in all of Europe called Moria, and also some of the most active NGOs, which we decided to infiltrate during our visit. We then took a boat over to the coastline of Turkey, and night after night stayed up and tried to find the migrants getting onto the ships to Europe. From there, we drove up to the Turkish-Bulgarian border, where we were actually arrested and detained for 10 hours. But you'll hear a bit more about that in the documentary. We then flew over to Bulgaria, where we met with a militia who see their work as guarding the front door to Europe and all of Europe's future. We then flew from Bulgaria over to Brussels, where we met with very politicians who are making or breaking this mass migration crisis. From Brussels, we took a train down to Paris, where we wanted to find out exactly what happens when these migrants actually get to the cities and the countries that they are so desperately trying to come to, and just how this is affecting the culture of these places and how it is changing the landscape. From Paris, we flew down to the southernmost tip of Spain, which has become a hotbed for migration since Salvini and the Italians closed down their shorelines. Then from Spain, we went down to Morocco and spent days and nights just patrolling the coastline and trying to find exactly where these boats are coming from and who is responsible. And in fact, we did get one of the first ever interviews with a human trafficker. It has been a crazy adventure, and it's not even done yet, but I am very excited to tell you that we're about to give you a great sneak peek of our upcoming documentary, Borderless.
What you are missing is the trailer to Borderless. That's the new Lauren Southern documentary made by filmmaker Kaylin Robertson, who was on the show yesterday with an exclusive announcing this exact film. What you're seeing here, absolutely gorgeous visuals and groundbreaking interviews. The stories he told me about this film and what is included in this film is going to shock the world if it's allowed to proliferate, if it's allowed to get out there. It is going to be aired at the EU Parliament and hopefully will influence some decisions there, will help bring light to this incredibly destructive situation of absolutely open borders and human trafficking at a industrial scale. Millions of dollars a day are made by these boats transferring people across the Mediterranean. Stay with us, folks. More on the other side.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight on this, the 15th of January, 2019. Happy Tuesday to you all. In the last segment or two, we were talking about how Gillette is attacking men, attacking masculinity itself. And we're talking about how this is pervasive throughout not just, commercials and products and companies saying this type of thing, giving in to the social justice warrior liberalism, but especially things like video games and sci-fi movies, places that have been typically relegated to the male audience, is being taken over. The audience itself isn't changing. It's being taken over at the very top. They get one or two people in to the top positions, and they dictate, you know, their SJW ideology on the rest of the production or whatever it happens to be. And as Travis, our producer, points out, you know, they're catering to this minority of a minority of a minority when it comes to things like Battlefield, like this historical video game where the vast majority of its players are male. They're catering to the minority that's female, but not just that, the minority of those females who actually have this insane takeover ideology, this cultural predation, where they're trying to destroy your culture, which of course is bad no matter whose culture is being destroyed and who's doing the destroying. That's why they are cultural predators. But, you know, I really want to emphasize the fact that they are losing money by doing this. This is not a decision being made because they'll make money. And typically we always say like, well, you know, just follow the money, or corporations just do it for the money. And this is a problem I have with a lot of socialists, where they will recognize the inherent evils and things like, you know, corporatocracies and oligarchies and these sorts of things. And they recognize it to a certain level, but it's a surface liminal sort of level where you go subliminal, you go beneath it, and you see that it has nothing to do with the money. The people that are doing all of this are often a part of this elite class that essentially invents money, creates money by typing things on a keyboard. This is fiat currency. This is fractional reserve currency. This is fake money. It's imaginary currency. So, and then what they do lessens their profits, destroys their profits, alienates a vast percentage of their regular customers. They know this. They know exactly what's going to happen when they do this. They're going to be praised by the establishment mainstream media. They're going to be villainized and hated by the people that they are demonizing. They do it anyway because they're waging an ideological war. They are not fighting for profit. they are fighting for their ideology. Their ideology, you have to understand, is control. Their ideology is anti-freedom. That's what you have to understand. So when they demonize males or men or masculinity, it's because masculinity and men are the thing that's standing in their way. Males typically, you know, the idea about males, I guess you could say, is that they're strong, they don't give in, they fight back. That's what they want to destroy. And you can see this. You have to be able to understand this, because they literally say things like, and whether it's male or white people that they're trying to demonize, they literally will say things like, the idea that you can make it if you try, that's white supremacy. The idea that you can, you know, achieve anything if you just work for it, that they call that white supremacy, because they don't want you thinking that you can achieve things. They want you thinking that you are weak and incapable of fighting back. So you really do have to understand that they're not doing it for the money, because they're losing money. Okay? They're not actually doing it because they have an ideologically sound, coherent message that they're actually trying to achieve a utopia-like arrangement where men and women are perfectly equal. They don't care about any of that. They want control. They're systematically eliminating the things they see as threats to their control. Okay? So that's why they're going after America so fervently, so hard, because America is sort of the last bastion of free speech, gun rights, these things that are anathema to totalitarianisms. Free speech and an armed populace and the rule of law, where you can't have, you know, you got the juxtaposition from rule of law is rule of power, is rule of individual. Rule of law supersedes that. It's above the individual. Okay? So they're trying to eliminate all of these vestigial remnants of the once great society that we were a part of, that is now just being utterly undermined and denigrated and degraded, utterly destroyed. So that's what they're trying to do. You really do have to understand this. You really do have to understand why they're doing it, especially if you don't want to fall into their paradigm. And it's something that I know I struggle with. I'm just being honest with you. And I imagine a lot of people out there struggle with it as well, especially when you see things like this story. McCarthy strips Steve King of committee assignments after accusations that he backed white supremacy. You see a deluge, a flood of anti-white sentiment and anti-white just vitriol coming at you. And the natural inclination is to say, you know what? They're playing, identity politics. I'm going to play identity politics too. I'm going to do it too. You know what? White people are actually the best. Actually, white people invented everything, all this sort of stuff. That is falling into their trap. Now, I think having, you know, pride in your race is good for every race. Fantastic. I don't care what color you are. You should have pride in your people and want to live up to that and try to be an example for people to achieve things and create glorious achievements in the world and shape the world to a better, more peaceful, verdant and just world. But they want to first say, no, wanting that is put on white people and then we'll destroy white people. It's a form of magic, really. Owen Benjamin and Vox Dei, they call it wizardry, this idea, this manipulation of words to create outcomes that shouldn't be. So we'll get into this in the next segment. McCarthy strips Steve King of committee assignments after accusations he backed white supremacy. And essentially what this is, Steve King makes a utterly benign comment where he's not even benign and actually poignant and good point about how they are. He's actually making the point I'm making actually in this, in the comment that he is, you know, being chastised for. He's basically saying, why are they talking about white supremacy and, you know, white nationalism? Really, what they're demonizing is Western civilization and America and freedom and these sorts of things. That's sort of the point that he was making, I think. That's how I read it. But essentially, they have now stripped him of power, stripped him of committee assignments. They've kicked him off the subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice. He's losing his spots on the House Agriculture Committee and the Small Business Committee. He's being stripped of very real power because of a hit job smear by the New York Times framing him as a white supremacist because of a comment that he made. So this ideological war that we are in is very real. And attention, white guys, you got to start standing up for yourself. You don't have to start arguing on behalf of white people. That doesn't make any sense. Just like when they argue on behalf of black people, that doesn't make any sense. You don't represent all black people, you idiots. Just like, you know, some white supremacist doesn't represent all white people, you idiots. So you don't have to fight back like that or on that, you know, on that footing. But look at what the Democrats are doing. Look at how they are wielding their power to utterly crush their opponents. And Republicans are so cowed and cowardly and scared that they're letting them do it. They're not fighting back. In reality, they need to be turning this around and wielding these same powers against the Democrats if we want this country to survive.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I don't know which are worse, the Democrats or the Republicans. On one hand, you have people that are so ideologically driven and so willing to abuse their power to put forward their own sick, sick ideologies that it's infuriating. If you saw the show yesterday, you know exactly how infuriating I find it when we're reading things about just what the Democrats have been up to in the first week that they've been in office. They are wielding their power with abandon, with complete disregard for their purpose of being in Washington, with complete disregard for the limitations and the honor that should be bestowed on these people for getting these positions. You know, they should act in a certain way. They should respect the power that they've been given and wield it only when appropriate. Instead, they are wielding it like they always do, with complete abandon, with complete partisan hackery. And not only do you have the Republicans not standing up against this, they actually are so cowardly that they give in and agree to what these Democrats are doing. For example, Representative Cummings says, you know, I think that Donald Trump has made a lot of money off of his White House tenure, and we're going to investigate that. And they're just going to start investigations on every member of the Trump family. And then the other guy says, we're bringing in, the first week in Congress, we're bringing in hate groups. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to make laws against hate groups. When he says that, obviously he means groups that are not super liberal, groups that are specifically not progressive. Well, that's a hate group in their eyes, and they're going to wield their government or governmental power to crush that, okay? Whereas on the other hand, we have Republicans whose own constituents are being censored by big tech, and they act like they don't even know. Maybe they don't actually know. Rubio pretends he doesn't even know who Alex Jones is. So yeah, maybe they are just that dumb. And their own constituents are being beaten and bloodied in the streets by Antifa. Tucker Carlson has people surround his house, try to kick his door in while his wife cowers in the pantry, chanting, "We know where you live." And they do nothing. So you have Republicans in a position where it would be fully appropriate, indeed necessary, for them to wield their power to stop this out of control, terroristic, domestic terror group, and they do nothing, and they act like they don't know, and they act like they don't see it. On the other hand, you have the Democrats who are using that power to go after perfectly benign and unoffensive groups, and the Republicans don't stop them. I'm so sick of it. We cannot rely on the Republicans for anything. Especially not putting any sort of defense against these rabid and insane Democrats. I mean, who's gonna rein them in? The media? The media are their lapdogs. It's so absurd. So now we have Steve King, Representative Steve King, is being stripped of his power, absolutely gutted slandered across every form of media. Everywhere. And you have, so the Iowa Republican slated to lose his post on the House Judiciary Committee, including his expected spot as the top Republican on the subcommittee of the Constitution and Civil Justice. He's set to lose his spots on the House Agricultural Committee, a key position given the importance of farming to his home state, and the Small Business Committee. Stripping him of power. Why? What did he say? What did he say that's so bad? I'll quote it here. White nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive? Why did I sit in classes teaching me about the merits of our history and our civilization? So he has a lengthy interview with the New York Times, which, you know, my God. Oh man, I have to stop myself from saying stuff. Because you gotta understand, folks, nobody else with our views has a platform like I have right now, sitting here speaking in front of you. Sure, there are people who are very popular on YouTube, sitting in their room, doing live streams. They'll say this stuff. But to have a studio with a crew and cameras and this level of production, this platform, nobody in America or anywhere else is allowed to say the things that I'm saying on a platform like this. You have to understand how valuable this is and with how much care I have to tread. Because I, unlike the Democrats, I respect the position that I've been put in. I don't want to abuse this ability to say things that I would regret, like we should burn down the New York Times. I would never say that, ever, because I respect the New York Times too darn much. But he gives a lengthy interview with them, and he says, just what I said, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive? Why did I sit in class teaching me about the merits of our history and our civilization? It's very clear what he's saying. He's saying, we sat in history class. We learned about all the good that we did. We learned about our history and our forefathers, what they fought for, what they achieved, what their ideology was, how they were able to found the most prosperous and equal and just society in the history of mankind, how they fought against scourge and death and war and starvation and poverty, and how we cobbled together this shining beacon on a hill of liberty and freedom founded on the value of the individual life. And he's saying now that is being termed white supremacy and white nationalism. He's saying that why did I learn about our history if our history is now determined to be racist? It's ridiculous. It's an obvious point. It's a point that should be made over and over by everyone who cares about America and about freedom. And about the ability for individuals to live the way they want to live and pursue happiness, however they may find it. If you value that, you need to stand up for the history that gave you that. Instead, we have half our country, including all of the elites that control our media and our banking system and our government and all this crap, all aligned completely against America, and in fact saying that if you like America, well, you're actually, it's because you're a racist. So Steve King dares to point that out to the expletive deleted New York Times. And do the Republicans stand up for him? Do they say, oh, that was taken out of context? Oh, I actually agree with him. It's stupid that this is being called white supremacist. Not even close. They back up the Democrats, McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, they all lambasted King on Monday and indicated it's time for him to exit politics. You cowards! You idiots! I mean, they're on the other team. They're on the other team. They're playing for the liberals. They are just as complicit in the destruction of the United States as these rabid ideological fools.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
So we're sticking with the Steve King story for this next segment, just to refresh your memory in case you're just joining us. Steve King had the temerity, the audacity to say, to object to the fact that our history, the American history, the history of the civilization on which we now reside, that very history is deemed racist and white supremacist. For the temerity and the audacity of objecting to that, he has, of course, the Democrats who actually, they actually know how to wield their power. They actually understand what they can do, and they do it. So we have Bobby Rush, Democrat from Illinois, calling it rabid racism. This is rabid racism, saying, hey, why did I learn about the history of America and the history of our forefathers if now I'm being told that, you know, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were just virulent racists who added nothing to society and were in fact just evil white men. Wow. What horrible racism for daring to question that. You have McCarthy, the Republican from California, refusing to seat him on any committees in the 116th Congress. So this isn't just, you know, smearing his name and bringing him down in the public eye. They are actually literally removing his power. They're actually basically undoing the votes that the people of Illinois or Iowa cast. They're not allowing him to represent his constituents because of this comment made to the New York Times. And then you have Steve Scalise, Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell lambasting King on Monday and indicating it's time for him to exit politics. So it's not enough that they strip him of his dignity and his positions on the committees. They want him to leave completely. Even Ted Cruz comes down saying the comments were stupid. You cowards! They don't realize that we are in a war for the existence of our civilization. And they are ceding every victory to the Democrats without a fight, without even objecting. You idiots, you fools, you are sowing the seeds of your own destruction and of our destruction as well, because you're so scared of what the mainstream media will say about you. It wouldn't be that bad if cowards like you didn't give in to them. The New York Times can say whatever BS they want if the Republicans were to back him up and say, hey, you know what? That wasn't that bad. Hey, you know what? I actually agree with Steve King. What he said is not so awful. I think we should think about this and maybe have a discussion about this. Then their power of the media to sway the nation would be lessened significantly, because you people are so cowardly, they get away with it. Thank you. Thank you, you idiots. Ted Cruz. Bastard. And then what do you have? You have Maxine Waters last year saying harass them. That whole spiel saying go to their homes. You have this Muslim congresswoman saying we're going to impeach that mother effer. You have the Democrats saying so much crap and supporting and endorsing so much violence and so much hatred and racism and just anti-liberty, anti-American bullcrap. And you don't have Republicans saying one word about it, let alone wielding the power that we have bestowed in them as protectors of our liberties, protectors of our country, stewards of our civilization. They're failing us utterly. I mean, we know what the Democrats are going to do. Representatives Bobby Rush and Tim Ryan. Oh, they're saying we should censure them. We should censure Steve King. Also, Monday, the leader of the Anti-Defamation League called on Speaker Nancy Pelosi and McCarthy to censure King and remove him as the top Republican on the House Judiciary Subcommittee. So, hit job by the New York Times, no doubt in conjunction with the Anti-Defamation League. And then they come out and say, well, you should probably censure him. What is censuring? Censure is a rarely invoked punishment for conduct bringing dishonor on the House. Did Steve King dishonor the House by saying, why are we taught American history? Why was I taught to revere my forefathers if now that same celebration is considered racist and white supremacist? Does that bring dishonor to the House? Or does Maxine Waters' very existence bring dishonor to the House? Everything that Democrats do brings dishonor to the House. Not only are they not met with censure, they aren't removed from subcommittees. They aren't recalled. They don't have protests. No, they're celebrated for it. Mitch McConnell even says Representative King's statements are unwelcome and unworthy of his elected position. If he doesn't understand why white supremacy is offensive, he should probably find another line of work. If you, ladies and gentlemen, are expecting the cowards, the controlled opposition of the Republican Party to stand up for you, stand up for your ideals, stand up for your family and your ability to live in the country that your forefathers built, black or white, the country of liberty, the country of justice, country of representative democracy, representative republic. You got another thing coming, because they are not just failing, they are on the other team. They're so scared. So scared of just words from some cosmopolitan New York Times writer. It's like, you know, why did Gillette even make the commercial telling men to stop being men? They stopped a long time ago. The vast majority of them are not men anymore. They think it's manly to give in. They think it's appropriate and polite to throw your friend and colleague under the bus because of a smear job from some New York newspaper. It's sickening. So his response, Steve King's response: today, the New York Times is suggesting that I'm an advocate for white nationalism and white supremacy. I want to make one thing abundantly clear. I reject those labels and the evil ideology they define. Furthermore, I condemn anyone that supports this evil and bigoted ideology, which saw in its ultimate expression the systematic murder of 6 million innocent Jewish lives. It's true that that like the founding fathers, I'm an advocate for Western civilization's values, and that I profoundly believe that America is the greatest tangible expression of those ideals the world has ever seen. Under any fair political definition, I am simply a nationalist. America's values are expressed in our founding documents and are attainable by everyone, and we take pride that people of all races, religions, and creeds from around the globe aspire to achieve them. I'm dedicated to keeping America this way. Oh, what a virulent racist! Oh, we should probably kick him off of Congress, right? Like, he should probably be in jail, probably, for daring to say that he likes America specifically because the strictures that we are founded on are the sole reason that anybody can achieve greatness in this country. He says, this conviction does not make me a white nationalist or a white supremacist. Once again, I reject those labels and the ideology they define. As I told the New York Times, it's not about race. It's never been about race. Oh, maybe they forgot to include that. Maybe they forgot to include that in. Maybe. It was a political hit job. I don't even know what to say. And then he finishes by saying, one of my most strongly held beliefs is that we're all created in God's image and human life is sacred in all its forms. Well, clearly he's got to go. He mentioned God. Jesus. I mean, get him out of here. I mean, hell, not only is he white, he actually likes America and he mentions God. I mean, he does not comport with the brave new world that the liberals are building for us. His particular brand of anti-racism, of celebrating the very people that gave us a just and equal society, is apparently evil now. It won't stand.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques.
Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What's happening to Steve King? It's a play straight from the liberal playbook. They have run it a million times. It's you bait somebody in to saying something in an interview that can be taken out of context, portrayed as somehow white supremacist. You plaster that headline everywhere. You go and demand that the other Republicans throw him under the bus. You put the wheels in motion for the censure and the stripping of his power from the Congress. It's happened this time to Steve King. It's happened many more times in many similar ways to various celebrities and personalities, everyone from Alex Jones to Gavin McGinnis. They don't provide proof. They don't worry about the result it may have on and the people it may be hurting. They are not concerned that they're this boogeyman of white supremacy, this boogeyman of white nationalism, I don't want to say doesn't exist, but it didn't. It is going to start to exist now. You get that, right? That by calling everything white supremacist and white nationalist, calling Gavin McGinnis and Alex Jones white nationalist and white supremacist, makes people think that, hey, maybe it's not so bad to be white nationalist, white supremacist. You do get that, right? You do get that by targeting white people unendingly, unerringly, and calling everything they do evil is going to get white people to push back. You get that, right? Of course they get that. They get that because they want to sow division. They want to create conflict. Conflict is what they exploit to expand their power. Okay? So the conflict that we need to be having is with those people. The conflict that we should all be engaged in, black, white, brown, it doesn't matter, is against the people who are trying to divide us, who are trying to create racial or class or ethnic or gender conflict that they can exploit. That's who we need to have the conflict with. But it's not just government. It's not just entertainment. Obviously, big tech is on the forefront of this type of unfair and illegitimate destruction of people's livelihoods, of their careers, of their very names. It's on the forefront of that. And you have to look at who they're partnered with. They're partnered with people like the SPLC, a virulent hate mongering group that determines that other people are hate mongers and then subjects them to financial and reputational ruin. Okay, that's who's working with Facebook, as well as, of course, various extremist jihadi Muslim groups have their fingers in the mix. And we have this video here of Twitter warning this particular author that his book violates Pakistani blasphemy law. Let's roll that video now.
Tonight, Twitter warns me that my book violates Pakistan's blasphemy law. Twitter is now faithfully doing Pakistan's Sharia bidding. Ladies and gentlemen, very interesting world that we're entering now. Twitter has recently warned me that a post on my new book, Jihadist Psychopath, How He Is Charming, Seducing, and Devouring Us, is in violation of a section of Pakistan's penal code connected to Islamic blasphemy law. Twitter's really carrying the messages for Pakistan now in terms of Sharia and Islamic blasphemy laws. This is just fascinating. Now, Twitter told me that it has not taken any action for now. Twitter's not taking any action for now on the reported content. They are only writing to inform me for now. But what are they informing me about? What are they carrying the water for Pakistan for in terms of this regard? Well, you see, Pakistan is warning me that I am violating sections 295B and 295C of its penal code connected to blasphemy, which carries a penalty of life imprisonment or death. And I also could be liable for a fine, I guess, if the judges are in a good mood that day or something.
So there he is. That's the author. I'm going to mispronounce his name, but I think it's Glazov. Glazov gang. Being warned that his book violates Pakistani law. And Twitter says, well, we're not taking any action now, but we just thought we'd warn you that you're violating blasphemy law. Oh, thanks. Thank you for letting me know I'm violating blasphemy law. What? Who cares? Who cares? It's so ridiculous. And not only that, but it's so stupid. Here's the quote from him from later in that video. We've got an emergency situation on our hands, my friend. He says, Twitter, and as we know, along with other social media venues, is now fully on board with forcing Sharia compliance. Why is Twitter even writing me about this and what Pakistan thinks and says about Islamic blasphemy laws? Says every element of the formula by which so not only are they helping to enforce blasphemy laws, like what, why, that's stupid and pointless, and, you know, we can go into why that is, but this book is, according to this author, about how every element of the formula by which a psychopath subjugates his victim, the Islamic supremacist likewise uses to ensnare and subjugate non-Muslims. The description reads, and in the same way that the victim of the psychopath is complicit in his own destruction, Western civilization is now embracing and enabling its own conquest and consumption. Exactly what I've been ranting about for this entire hour. How Western civilization is enabling and embracing its own conquest and consumption. Like a Stockholm syndrome syndrome victim, somebody who helps themselves to be victimized, helps their attacker to victimize them, because we are psychologically under attack. And so not only are they enforcing that, not only are they hiding this book, but this book talks about the slow creep of Islam. It talks about the destruction that this ideology causes. So they are hiding a book that is trying to help people avoid this psychopathic and destructive ideology. So they're saying, no, you can't talk bad about this psychopathic and destructive ideology, or it might offend somebody, or it violates the laws of that psychopathic, totalitarian, and dominating ideology.
Hey, Harrison, I've got a quick point. Sorry to jump in on you.
No, go for it.
But Pakistan's own rights for the LGBT community violate Twitter's, hate policy. They completely violate it. Same-sex marriage, sex acts, okay, are completely illegal.
That's amazing. So they're kicking somebody off for violating Pakistani law. However, if you were to post Pakistani law onto Twitter, that would be a violation.
Most likely.
Oh, my God. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yes, that is the stupid, upside-down, backwards, nonsense world that we live in, that they will enforce a law that they would not allow to be posted on their website.
I think it's racist of us to point this out, though, because we're both white males.
Oh, darn it. You gave it away. You gave up the game. How dare we, express a desire not to be censured? God, it's just ridiculous. Travis Knight, the producer here on the show. Now, this other story just ties into it. Facebook, fighting off skeptics, plan to invest $300 million in journalism programs. That is an insane amount of money that they're spending in journalism programs. On Tuesday, the company is announcing a 3-year commitment to invest $300 million in news programs, partnerships, and content. The focus, ladies and gentlemen, is on local news ecosystem. Local newspapers and websites have been decimated by the digital revolution, and Facebook has been the leading edge of that revolution, snagging billions of dollars. So, again, yet another hostile takeover that they cloak in the lie of, oh, we're doing this for you. Oh, we're just so worried about local news, and it's having troubles. We're just going to help it. We're just so charitable and nice, aren't we? These liars are, it's just another, they are now going to have a large portion of control in the local news. So you thought that CNN and MSNBC and all of the controlled national news was bad and biased and partisan? Well, now that's coming to your local news station as well, courtesy of Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, who will now have the money in to be able to more or less wield a veto power over the local news. They will have a say as to what you know about going on in your neighborhood. Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolute control. This is absolute control through information. Information is the thing that will break us out of this. Stay tuned for more on the other side.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Here's Smith sitting in for David Knight. Welcome to the third hour of the David Knight Show. It is the 15th of January, 2019. Story on Infowars.com. Experts predict over 36 Dems could run for president in 2020. Our own Jake Lloyd thinks this might be the end of the Democratic Party. Let's see why.
As we inch closer to the next presidential election, it is apparent that the Democratic field may be as crowded as the Republican debate stage in 2016. However, the consequences for the Democrats will be much harsher than they were for Republicans. Donald Trump came onto the scene at a time when there was not much deviation from Republican orthodoxy. There were Tea Party Republicans and neocons, with the odd libertarian here or there. Not much difference in between. Donald Trump forcibly converted the Republican Party to what it is today by success alone. Trump was so successful that his fellow Republicans were forced to adapt to his strategies in order to win. The people wanted more Trump, and just as importantly, Trump's methods threw the Democrats into a frenzy, and so the Republican Party has been molded into the image of Trump. Of course, it will be a struggle to keep it this way, but the process has begun. The avant-garde of the Republican Party has a solid chance of unifying the party under the president's visage. However, the same cannot be said for Democrats. In one wing, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are desperately scheming to maintain their hold on an ever-changing Democratic Party. They want to maintain the status quo, pay lip service to the working class, sell out to bankers, fund endless wars overseas, you know the drill. But there is a new wave of insurgents within the Democratic Party, and they represent no small threat. In 2016, Bernie Sanders captivated the attention of the Democratic youth. While he would never have been allowed to win the primary, he posed a major threat to centrist war hawks like Hillary Clinton. He was nominally anti-war. He promised student loan forgiveness as well as single-payer health care. None of these were on Hillary's list of priorities, but Bernie's popularity forced her to pretend they were. For the Democrats, 2017 could be considered the year of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She, much like Sanders, loves to promise big agenda items like single-payer health care and student loan forgiveness, but she represents much more than that. She represents both the young wave that will soon overtake the Democratic old guard, as well as the troubling demographic shift in the nation. The problem is not that Cortez is Hispanic. The problem is that she was elected by other Hispanics for that reason alone. This phenomenon is not unique to her, but is the case with many young, often female senators. If this were to continue, white people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would be out of work with little prospect of returning. Representing yet another image of the Democratic Party is Senator Tulsi Gabbard. Senator Gabbard is fervently anti-war and pro-middle class. She also has several progressive positions, so on both counts, she is anathema to the current Democratic establishment. Then, of course, you have Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Representative Beto O'Rourke. This crowd is fiercely progressive and holds varying degrees of socialist positions. The list I've given you isn't exhaustive by any means. The DNC is in a precarious position come 2020. They won't be convinced to adopt the methods of the victor as the Republicans were in 2016. The reason is that except for Trump and perhaps Rand Paul, every Republican on the debate stage in 2016 believed effectively the exact same thing. And this is why there are only two unified agendas in the Republican Party struggling for control. This is clearly not the case with the Democrats. If an establishment Democrat wins, the progressive factions become disenfranchised and fight for primacy in the party. If a progressive wins, the establishment will be working to undermine them, the same as many Republicans have done with Trump, and other progressive groups will be turned against the members of the status quo. The number of groups vying for ownership of the DNC is so large that a splintering of the party is almost inevitable. The fracturing of the party likely won't happen for years to come, but the 2020 election all but guarantees that it will come eventually. The Democrats once championed themselves as the big tent party, and it seems that those chickens are coming home to roost. This is Jake Lloyd reporting for NewsWars.com.
You can find that video on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. I'll get to your news blitz on the other side, tear through some of these headlines and more. Stay with us. You don't want to go anywhere.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. In this segment, I will be giving you a sort of news blitz here. I'll read you some headlines. You can find more information on InfoWars.com. We'll sort of run through these, give you a little sample of what is going on in the world. And then in the next segment, I will be talking about Europe, including the Yellow Vest protest. And then the segment after that, you will not want to miss the video of the person they're calling the Yellow Vest Doctor, who gives a very succinct and important breakdown of the movement. But first, in political news, we have hundreds of Hondurans set off towards the United States in a new caravan, that is a new horde, is once again approaching our borders, seeing that they are able to break in with the full support of the media establishment. Some people say this is why we need the wall. I think it's more of an argument for a few well-placed machine guns. Because this is an invasion, ladies and gentlemen. Are we a serious country or not? Are we sending the military down to suck on their thumbs and just watch as these Hondurans come in, or do we actually have a border that we need to protect against these invaders? It's a decision we really need to make right now. And just a quick reminder, as soon as the Guatemalans refuse the asylum that has been offered to them in Mexico, they're no longer asylum seekers. They are invaders. Full stop. No other question about it. They have safe asylum in Mexico. They refuse it. They don't get to come to America. Done. Number of no-show airport security screeners soars in shutdown. People in the TSA are not showing up for work, and this is causing flight delays. I don't understand. We just need to apparently, if it's good enough to come into America and cross the border without being checked whatsoever, why can't I get on a plane without having a naked picture of me taken and somebody grabbing me inappropriately? Good riddance. Pentagon extends mission to Mexico border through September. It's actually some good news, except that I have seen nothing that they're actually doing. Apparently they are, hanging more concertino wire and helping to harden the, border security at certain crossings. But until they start shooting people, I don't care. Dems zero in on Trump and Russia. What else is new? Yes, that is correct. This is from January 14th, 2019, not 2018 nor 2017, although the headline could have been top story on any of these, because the witch hunt continues. as more media nonsense comes out, fake news, blaming Trump for stuff that doesn't exist or didn't happen, and then the stupid, foolish, and wicked congresspeople are using that media as a pretext to go after Trump and his family and his associates because they abuse their power, because they are unworthy of sitting in representation of us. And yet they are. California's new governor proposes taxing drinking water. Welcome to hell. California has a new plan to give a monthly check to low-income residents. Great, great idea. So they'll tax water and then send that money to poor people, a vast, vast number of which are actually Mexicans. I don't say illegal immigrants, because to me, you're not an immigrant unless you actually accept the country that you're going to. If you still consider yourself Mexican and you are a Mexican citizen of Mexico, you're not an illegal immigrant. You're just a Mexican in America illegally. Now, in health news, this year has been insane, or at least the last 12 months, I should say, have been insane for the number of injuries and deaths that we have seen from vaccines. Of course, we have one of the main vax researchers from the United States government coming out just last week and admitting that there is, in fact, a correlation and causation between vaccines and autism, and that the government forced him to bury that research. So they are, of course, ramping up their propaganda in reaction to that, and you're seeing ads all over the place now for flu shots and all this sort of nonsense. And here we have a story from Infowars.com, Adan Salazar. Former UFC fighter mourns son who died after vaccine injections. Well, he's probably just a conspiracy theorist, isn't he? I mean, he saw his son, a healthy little boy, be injected with a vaccine and then die. But, you know, he probably just hates science. Horribly sad. Just awful. And this is why it's so important that we get to the truth about this stuff, because literally, babies dying, babies being mentally handicapped for life, because we have no oversight and no control over the chemicals that are being forced into our children. It's sick. You also have fluoride chemicals dumped into the water supply are unprocessed toxic waste chemicals, warns Children's Health Defense. Yes, we know. That's why they put them in there. We've been telling you this for years, but thanks for catching up. Study, less than 6 hours of sleep per night increases risk for heart disease, and less sitting, more moving is tied to living longer. Yes, two more headlines that used to comprise what they called common sense. It used to be common sense that humans are meant to get up and move around and be active and dynamic and challenged, and you know, we grow from the stress that we place on our bodies and our minds. We challenge our own ideas. We challenge our physical extremities. And in that way, we grow. In that way, we become stronger. This apparently is news these days. This is news to you. Welcome to the real world. Welcome to reality. And you should know that the body, the mind, the soul, they're all tied in together. The gut is just as important of a brain as the brain is in terms of what you understand about the world around you, what you're able to see, what the antenna that is the human soul is able to the frequencies it's able to tune into in this world. And this is the point of InfoWars, is that you expand your mind, you sharpen your physicality, you sharpen your perception, you see the world around you for what it is, and you make yourself as strong as possible in every way possible in order to fight back against the forces of darkness that are forever creeping into the light, that are forever taking over portions of good in this world and turning it towards evil, corrupting and destroying what God has made for us. So if you want to take care of yourself, hey, it starts with you. No one's going to take care of you for you. The government is not going to take care of you for you. Okay? Unless we go 1984 and they freaking sit there and make you do jumping jacks every morning. This is up to you. Don't let the government decide what is and is not good for you. Go out, do the research, find out what's good for you, and then buy it from InfoWarsStore.com. Seriously, you know, people talk about the fact that we sell supplements. There is nothing more important than your health. If you are not healthy, Your brain is not working correctly. You are not able to see the threats coming against you. You are not able to react against them. If everything goes down tomorrow, if the long awaited and ever impending sword of Damocles, that is the collapse of the financial system and, you know, through that of everything that we consider to be civilization in this world, if that were to happen tomorrow, are you ready? Are you prepared? You know, they say revolution is only, what, 3 meals away, because we starve if we don't eat every single day. Do you have food in your house that can sustain you until systems can be rebuilt and, you know, a second mechanism of feeding yourself can be established? If things go down and you're and the stores are looted and there are roving bands of armed people gathering and distributing and hoarding supplies, are you prepared to fend them off? Are you prepared to feed yourself? Are you prepared to, do you have water? Do you have water filters? Do you have these things? Have you considered this? When it happens, will you have time then? Heck no, you won't. It'll be too late. By the time it happens, it's too late. And same thing with supplements or even just filtering your water at home now. Don't let them fluoridate you. Don't let them lower your IQ. Don't let them calcify your pineal gland. Okay? Don't let them sap you of energy. Don't let them overtake your mind. Do what you need to stay healthy, or else we all lose. It's not about a collective movement necessarily. It's about a collection of individuals. It's a pack of lone wolves. That's what we have to be. We don't organize like the socialists. We organize with our families, and that's how we will win this ultimate battle.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3 month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3 year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Kraglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Kraglin-owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Qui c'est qui prend le taxi?
Qui est gentil?
Et qui paye le carburant?
Qui est méchant?
Qui blablate sur LCI?
Qui est gentil?
Qui crie sa colère au champ?
Qui est méchant?
Qui fait de l'économie?
There, ladies and gentlemen, and what you're seeing if you're watching on television or streaming live on Infowars.com/show, sort of the unofficial theme song for the Yellow Vests. It looks like they're having a great time. It's like a group of high school kids. The song, of course, is asking, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? Is this so hard to understand? Are the good guys people who are struggling to just make their lives livable? Are they the people who are struggling to pay their gas bills and the people who just want a little bit of freedom and a little bit of, you know, just the ability to live their lives in the way they want to live? Are they the good guys or the bad guys? What about the bankers? What about the big bankers? And what about the people who are in control, the people who are bringing in mass amounts of migrants from the third world? Are they the good guys or the bad guys? Is this so hard to understand? And this piece of art, this music video, truly is a masterpiece of propaganda, in my professional opinion. Propaganda, of course, simply meaning to express an idea or put forward a political ideology through art or through some sort of public address. That's exactly what that is. It is putting across the happy, young, peaceful, and inviting spirit of the Yellow Vest movement. Now the question is, what is the response to this movement? What happens when the people of France exercise their right as inheritors of Western civilization to protest, to express themselves, to argue against the dictates of not just their government, but the unelected bureaucrats in the EU? I don't think we've made this point enough. Everybody listening to me now, you know that the EU is not elected, right? Does everybody know that? Everybody should know that. The EU, the lawmakers in Brussels report to nobody but themselves. They appoint themselves, they can withdraw themselves or impeach themselves, but the people of America are under the rule and have laws being made by people who they do not have a say as to who it is. They do not represent the French people. No, they represent moneyed interests. They represent themselves. So, and of course, the French government, most governments in Europe, are peopled by these same partisans. So what do they do? What do they do when their people have had enough? When they say, you are taxing us at literally the highest percentage in the world. The French people are taxed higher than anybody else. This is a common refrain. And we've explained the reasons. We explained Agenda 21, now called Agenda 30, the UN's plan. We've explained that these taxes are levied ostensibly to lower carbon, ostensibly to protect the earth, much in the same way that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her New Green Deal is ostensibly there to protect the earth. The reality is they are using taxes, they are using the mechanisms of government to force people into cities, to make people poor, and to make them docile and more easily controlled and more dependent on the government, okay? And the French people recognize this. In the next segment, we will be hearing from who I call Dr. Yellow Vest, and he will be explaining exactly the positions of the Yellow Vest protesters. But what do they do? What do they do when the people, the populace, the people they're supposed to represent, rise up against them? French riot police were pictured brandishing Heckler and Koch, or Koch, G36 semi-automatic rifles with 30-round magazines near the Arc du Triomphe in Paris on Saturday afternoon. So they are now intimidating the protesters with live ammunition, military-style rifles. Former French conservative minister Luc Ferry called for live rounds to be used against the Yellow Vest thugs who, quote, beat up police. And we can roll the video of the boxer fighting back the police because he says, because this is the person who he's pointing out. He's saying this former pro heavyweight boxer, 37-year-old Christopher Dettinger, who was arrested after squaring off with several French police officers. Totally epic footage. This dude literally does a front flip into the screen and starts punching through the riot shields of the police officers who are armed with batons and body armor, and he's kicking their ass and forcing them back, and just sheer strength of will and physical prowess is beating the crap out of these New World Order foot soldiers who are there to oppress and defeat him. He won't let them. This man is the spirit of Europe. He is the spirit of France. And he is not intimidated by a herd of jackals in police uniforms. So what does Luc Ferry think he should happen? He thinks he should be shot. He thinks he should be shot. There you see the flashbang going off, tear gas being deployed. We've seen tear gas canisters deployed from helicopters. Ferry, a full-time philosopher now, cushy job, says, what I don't understand is that we don't give the means to the police to put an end to this violence. When challenged with the suggestion that the guns might lead to bloodshed, listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. When challenged with the suggestion that the guns might lead to bloodshed, Ferry said, so what? He said, listen, frankly, when you see guys beating up an unfortunate policeman on the floor, that's when they should use their weapons once and for all. That's enough. Okay, so the French people go out to protest. The police show up and try to put them down. The French people are uncowed at the threat of violence. They fight back, and this jackass in the French government, formerly in the French government, formerly a minister, says, oh, I should shoot them. Shoot them dead. How dare they question our dictates? How dare they want us to represent them? They are our cattle. They are our slaves. They are the lessers. They are the peasants. We are the important ones. We control France. And if they don't like it, shoot them dead. That is how they respond, ladies and gentlemen. That is how every government will respond when confronted with a problem. That's why the Second Amendment is so important. Now, what else do you have? In Germany, you have the leader of the AFD being stabbed by Antifa, right? You have the AFD headquarters being bombed out multiple times in multiple cities. The AFD, the Alternative for Germany, right-wing political party, is under attack, literally under attack from every corner. And what happens? Germany's domestic spy agency to investigate the far-right AFD. That's right. You come under attack? Oh, but you're right-wing? We investigate you. You're the problem. It's your fault. How dare you provoke the attacks with those words? How dare you have those ideas that we find objectionable? We will beat you up, we will allow you to be stabbed, and we will shoot you in the streets. Bastards!
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
It's the same pattern, whether it's in America, Germany, France, or anywhere where tyrants reign. You have any sort of opposition to the tyrannical rule being labeled and portrayed as hatred, being told that it's racist, being told whatever it is that justifies violence against the dissenters. Now, in places like France, where you have protesters actually stand up and fight back and argue against the police state and the government and the globalists who run it. Well, then you have the ministers coming out and saying, just shoot them dead for daring to question our dictates, as if he has the right. Despicable. In Germany, just like in America, you do it a little bit more subtly, okay? You have the media write stories about how a person or a group is in fact racist and a supremacist group. Heck, you have German government now giving out pamphlets saying, watch out for girls with braided hair. That could be a sign of right-wing extremism. You have women with their hair in braids being stopped by police and questioned about their political leanings. This is the level that governments will go to eliminate opposition, eliminate dissent. And it is, in fact, despicable. So we have Germany's domestic spy agency is investigating the far-right AfD after the AfD Alternative for Deutschland has been the subject of violent attacks recently over the last several months. They're the ones that need to be investigated because, as I said in last segment, hey, if you wouldn't say those things, they wouldn't be attacking you, right? It's blaming the victim. It's disgusting. Same thing happening in Britain, where the people actually vote to leave the EU. This goes against the will of their masters. And so we have embarked in several years of BS as they try to convince the British people that they don't actually want to leave after all and to just give in. And they're using every mechanism that they're able to wield against the Brexit crowd to try to undo that decision that they are not happy with, but the British people called out for. Now, let's go to this video. This is a guy. You can find him on YouTube if you just search Yellow Vest Doctor. Now, let's go to this video and let's play it. Let's keep the audio low and I will translate for you since he is speaking in French. Auto translate feature on YouTube. Let's play that video. So a medical doctor supports 100% supports the yellow vest and explains why we should join them and give them our support. So he says, I'm a medical doctor in my soul and I call all my fellow citizens, all people of goodwill to join and support the yellow vest movement. For as a doctor, I give a harsh diagnostic on the state of our country and in particular on those who lead it. We are not against taxation, he says, but we are for the egalitarian distribution of taxes. Too much taxation kills taxation. But if this taxation is used to enrich the rich and to take the tariffs of multinationals who don't pay taxes, then to what avail are the middle classes put under increasing pressure? He supports the yellow vest and all those who live off of 12 or 1,000 euros a month, 1,200 or 1,000, who after paying for their rent, their insurance, taxes, social security, phone, internet, gas, tolls, food, basically, they're left with nothing. There's nothing left to live on. And they get told that it's only going to get worse. Right? This is the paradigm of the company store. He says, as a doctor, I support the retirees who are seeing their old age pensions slowly being eaten away, even though they worked for them their whole life. As a doctor, I know all too well, as a 55-year-old, that we will not get a pension. We are the stupid generation, he says. We are paying for those who are in retirement, and we won't get a pension ourselves. This is the Ponzi scheme that is Social Security. He says, I won't be asking younger generations to pay for me. We know we won't have a pension because we're being psychologically conditioned for this social crash, for this social regression. This is intolerable. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents have fought for Social Security. They paid into it for old age benefits, the pension for retirees, which are colossal social improvements for which the struggles are very important. That's where you see the socialist leaning of the yellow vest. They're not extreme. They're just saying, you know, they're saying that we're letting this social system unravel. A small caste, which is called the oligarchy, whose goal is to monopolize our wealth, are the ones destroying it. As a doctor, I also give harsh diagnostic to our leaders who would rather, who would rather than to serve us are here to dominate us. We are required to work more and more and pay more and more for these greater and greater charges, higher and higher taxes, and less for ourselves. It says like a hamster who runs faster and faster on the wheel to make this crazy system work, but who end up being thrown out of the wheel. As a doctor, I understand the sufferings of those who are ill and cannot get adequate treatment for lack of doctors in the countryside. Because the expert elite administrators have destroyed this beautiful French liberal medicine, which was given to us by our forefathers. And in 20 years of practice, the conditions of my practice, of my profession, continue to decline. All the doctors working in the countryside will hear me and know very well what I'm talking about. And all the patients who have difficulties finding doctors in rural areas will know what I'm talking about. Our children don't have a doctor to find treatment. We have to go queue in overcrowded hospitals. Is this what we want? Do we want a Europe for the bankers, or do we want a Europe for the people? Do we want a Europe that wages war? Do we want war in Syria, Yemen, Libya? Or do we want a Europe that fraternizes with the people of Europe? These are the things that the yellow vests talk about. It's not just the drop of diesel that makes the tank full of petrol overflow. It's a lot deeper than that. Talking, of course, about the generation of this yellow vest. He says, the people aren't crazy. I've heard them in my consultations for the last 25 years. Farmers, which they still call peasants, complain about the administrative costs and they would like to live off their work and don't want to live off government allowances and grants from the common agricultural policy. He says, I advocate for the Social Security budget be allocated to our farmers to empower them to make a transition toward a truly ecological agriculture. This is true ecological transition, Mr. Macron, that is to give parts of Social Security money to our peasants so they can bring about the real transition of organic agriculture with natural enrichment of soils. Instead, they're taking them and sending them to big business farms, big factory farms. He's saying, give them to the local farmers. Let them grow organic. He says they'll give us healthier plants and healthier people. Giving money to Monsanto won't achieve this transition. You'll recognize that throughout this, the vocabulary of the yellow vests is straight from InfoWars. He says, as a doctor, I can't read it, guys. You got to leave it up. I give very serious diagnostic to the fact that you, Mr. Macron, have decided to force our newborns to get 11 vaccines at once. He says this is a health scandal which will explode in the years to come. In those vaccines, there's aluminum. Nobody gets 11 infectious diseases all at once. It is a scandal what you're forcing newborns to endure, and you are producing the autistic people of tomorrow. Those who will have Alzheimer's, cancer, autoimmune problems, diabetes. In short, Mr. Macron, with your politics for the rich, for the pharmaceutical multinationals, for the multinationals who enrich some pension funds, you are dominating the French people and you totally despise them. This is why I wear a yellow vest. This is why I demonstrate in support of and with the yellow vest. One has to understand and have compassion for our fellow citizens. We are all connected in this struggle of the yellow vests for our freedoms. That is the yellow vest doctor, ladies and gentlemen, giving the reasons that the yellow vests are fighting. They don't want money going to Monsanto. They want it going to their local farmers. They don't want it. They don't want the vaccines. They don't want the domination of the elite and the bankers and their puppets like Macron. They want the bounty that their forefathers fought for and gave to them. They want their inheritance.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Human spirit that refuses to submit.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for you.
Well, here it's fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment of The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith. It is the 15th of January, 2019. And we'll get into some interesting news here today. You know, Rashida Tlaib, the woman who said we're going to impeach that mother effer, supporter of Sharia law, I heard about that originally when I was listening to Michael Savage, his radio show, and it was ironic and funny to me because, you know, she took her oath of office actually wearing a pin with the Palestinian flag on it, if I'm not mistaken. And essentially, Michael Savage comes on and is accusing her of having a dual loyalty. And he's saying, you know, this is wrong. She should be a ardent American. We can't have these people with this dual loyalty to Islam or to Palestine, or whatever it is. You can't have these people representing us in American government because they have a dual loyalty. Now, how ironic was it that after Rashida Tlaib is accused of having a dual loyalty for wearing a Palestinian flag pin, that Rashida Tlaib then accuses people in the United States Congress of having a dual loyalty and comes under massive fire for it, which is very ironic. You basically have several groups of people that have dual loyalties, and they're all accusing each other of having dual loyalties. It's a little bit ironic, isn't it? Now, it's a little strange because what she was complaining about, I believe, was an anti-BDS, it's boycott, divest, and sanction bill that calls on individuals or institutions to boycott or divest from any companies that are have Israeli connections. Basically, this is a pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli protest movement going on. And there is a bill hoping to restrict people from being able to do that. Now, I believe this bill was put forward by Marco Rubio, which, as far as I know, he's not Jewish, he's not Israeli, he's not a dual citizen. Where's his dual loyalty lied? Everybody in government right now, with a very few number of exceptions, have a dual loyalty. Sometimes that's to Israel, sometimes that's to Islam, sometimes that's to certain demographics within the United States. Most often, and almost entirely, if you look at the government, you know, at a zoomed out view, it's a dual loyalty to money. It's a dual loyalty to their fundraisers, their backers, their controllers, or the people that have blackmail on them, the groups, the secret societies that they join and have to serve. Now, you can call it a dual loyalty, but I see very, very little loyalty to America from any angle, from any of these people. So I don't know if it's a dual loyalty or if it's a single loyalty that's not American. They don't care about America. They don't put America first. They don't put the American people first. They don't put forward bills that protect America or its interests. They really have no interest in doing that. They will protect and serve whoever it is that they are protecting and serving, whether it's the fundraisers, whether it's the, you know, particular demographic that they come from, whatever it is. So there's Marco Rubio saying that her comments crossed into anti-Semitic territory. Dual loyalty canard is typically an anti-Semitic line, Rubio said on Twitter, quoting a tweet from the previous day by Tlaib, a Palestinian Arab American. He says, hashtag BDS isn't about freedom and equality. It's about destroying Israel. Okay, that might be the case, but the right to participate in BDS, that is about freedom. Okay? The American government is not here to tell the American people who they can and can't protest against, where they can and can't spend their money, which foreign nations they can support and they can praise or condemn. Tlaib said in her tweet, quote, they forgot what country they represent. This is the U.S. where boycotting is a right and part of our historical fight for freedom and equality. Now, I find Rashida Tlaib utterly despicable. I think the way she comports herself is unworthy of her position, unbecoming of a congressperson. However, she's exactly right in that tweet. What am I going to say? Am I supposed to say, no, well, she's Muslim, so she can't say that. No, she's right. She's exactly right when she says that. Rand Paul agrees. And that's the thing. This has nothing to do with, you know, races or religions or anything like that. It's about, do the American people have a right to speak against a U.S. ally? Do they have a right to engage in organized boycotting and divestment in a country that they see as committing evil acts, committing atrocities? That is absolutely their right as Americans, bar none. Okay? And to me, it's just, incredibly frustrating because you see how hard we have to fight to get just the slightest little crumbs on the table for Americans. We want the wall. We did the math yesterday. It's like if you had a $44,000 a year job and you were squabbling about $57, right? So many trillions, that 5.7 billion, that's what it equals out to. $57 out of a $44,000 a year budget. Nothing. Pennies. Peanuts. Nothing. We can't get it. We refuse. They can't come together. They can't pass this bill. They can't do it. It's impossible because it's what the American people want. It's to protect America and to protect our ideals and our people from invasion. And we can't have that. There's no argument about $38 billion to Israel over the next 10 years. And the Republicans will completely give up, play dead, and, you know, ignore American problems, but they will fight very hard to get this anti-BDS bill passed. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Who do they work for? I want them to work for America. Okay? Or if they're fighting and their whole point of being in the American government is to support Palestine, what the hell? Get out. No. You're supposed to be representing America. You are a traitor. Okay? Sorry. I know. It's horrible for me to say. It's just absolute blasphemy. You will never hear this on any other platform. Okay? But this is the reality. And in fact, they have, this is a House bill that has already passed the House. It's H.R. 1911, Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism Act of 2018. Okay? So it's already passed the House. I don't have it printed out for me, but it is a special envoy that is going to be, given power, who is a person of recognized distinction to serve as a primary advisor to and coordinate efforts across the U.S. government relating to monitoring and combating anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic incitement in foreign countries, and he will report directly to the Secretary of State and will have the rank of ambassador and will be appointed by the president. Now, do you know about this? Have you heard about this? Do you think it's appropriate that a subsection of the American political or the American people is given a special envoy, an ambassador to the United States government, given governmental powers to try to stop criticism of that certain group? And you have to understand, this is not, this will not be used to combat anti-Semitism. What happens when we talk about George Soros? We're called anti-Semitic. We're talking about George Soros, the paragon of evil, okay? A billionaire who destroys countries, literally. This is known, okay? He's not a good guy. The people in Israel hate George Soros. And yet, if we talk about George Soros, they'll say it's anti-Semitic, not because it actually is. They use it in the same way that they'll, you know, call criticism about Rashida Tlaib racist. Or they'll you know, talk about criticism of Obama as being racist. It's not actually racist, not actually anti-Semitic. It has nothing to do with that. We're not saying, oh, he's bad because he's black. We're saying, no, that guy's bad. This guy's evil. This guy's not good. Okay? And then they use these terms to stop us from talking about that. But the craziest thing, and the reason I bring this up, is because we have a story in the Forward from January 14th titled, In Praise of Dual Loyalty. In praise of dual loyalty. So they're basically saying this person who's writing anonymously says that basically it's true. They say, yeah, Jews do have dual loyalty. I see this as a slur. I see this as despicable. I see my Jewish American, my fellow Jewish Americans as American. I know it's radical.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.